Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I really appreciate you. The mission here on the program is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. We discuss important subjects such as how to remain independent in your own home. When do you consider moving from your home to a senior care community? And then how to find the right senior care community for your exact needs. We also discuss how to pay for the cost of senior care. We review legal issues involving elder law and estate planning, and we discuss how to care for the caregiver. So if you're listening to us on the radio right now, maybe streaming us online or listening to a podcast after the fact, again, thanks so much for being here today. If you need help with placement services from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, or if you want to learn more about the services provided by one of our very knowledgeable guests, you can reach us on our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. All right, so we have a really, really good show today. I've been wanting to define this level of care for a long time with experts in the area, but before I introduce my special guest today, I'm going to give just a very, very, very quick overview of the primary levels of care that are available for seniors right now in the Kansas City area. So on the entry, and I've covered this a lot, this is going to be a very quick overview, and then we're going to focus in on the one that we're going to talk about today. So the entry level, you downsize, sell your home, move into independent living, primarily apartments. And then on the very far side of this scale, if you will, is long-term care. A lot of people refer to that as nursing home, skilled nursing and rehab, health center, that sort of thing. And that would be the highest level of care, that you would receive. Although there's an asterisk to that, we're going to touch on that in a minute. That there's that wide center lane, generally referred to as assisted living. That's the social model. It can help you with your activities of daily living, distribute your medications, and a lot of other good support for you. On the lighter side of assisted living, you have residential care facility, RCF1, RCF2 in Missouri. In Kansas, it's RCF1. So that's similar to assisted living, but really definitely on the lighter side of it. And then you have what we're going to talk about today on the heavier side of assisted living and really going into that long-term care category. You have an awesome level of care. It's called Home Plus, and I've talked about it for just many times, but I've always just kind of touched on it. And I thought, you know what? I want to bring in some experts into the radio station and just share their expertise and their knowledge with Senior Care Live listeners. So with that, would like to introduce some excellent, just wonderful people. Mr. Jerry Pullins, he's the owner-operator of Senior Care Homes, and Mr. Neil Barnett, the owner-operator of Care Haven Homes. And Jerry and Neil, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
Thanks, Steve.
All right. And so if you want to reach out to Neil or one of the staff at Care Haven Homes, let me give you some contact information online, and it's spelled exactly like it sounds. carehavenhomes.com, carehavenhomes.com. You could also call 913-643-0111. 913-643-0111. And if you want to reach out to Jerry or one of his great staff at Senior Care Homes, online, seniorcare-homes.com. Seniorcare-homes.com. You could also call at 913-236-0036. That's 913-236-0036. All right. So I have briefly described Home Plus, but now that we have real experts and real owner operators here in the studio today, I would just like to throw out the question: what is Home Plus?
Home Plus is a small group setting that state of Kansas mandates only up to 12 individuals are cared for. They're actually, the best part is they're hidden in neighborhoods or recreated in more commercial settings to actually be a small home where looks like a home, feels like a home, and it acts like a home for everyone who lives there. And that's really the best part.
So it's literally, I think one of the best parts of it is it's literally a house. I mean, it's not an institutional looking structure. It is a house. It's a home.
Yeah, these are definitely homes. If you drove by one of these homes, you wouldn't necessarily know there was anything different going on there. There are no signs out front. And the idea is that they blend into the neighborhood just like any other home on the block.
So the Home Plus term is primarily used in Kansas, other states. Okay, so is there a Home Plus in Missouri?
There isn't a Home Plus in Missouri. They would, as you mentioned in your intro, they might be licensed as a residential care facility.
Okay.
But Kansas has adopted the name Home Plus. And it is pretty unique to Kansas. I haven't run across it in any other state.
Okay.
But that's how Kansas deals with it.
Very, very cool. So Jerry, there are different models within Home Plus, if you want to cover that.
Sure. There are a few different models in within the Home Plus the Home Plus setting. Neil and I specifically focus on dementia care. Mm-hmm. Those are primarily the residents that we care for: dementia, Parkinson's, strokes, other types of folks that might have neurological issues. Mm-hmm. The home setting, the small setting, the continuity and sort of the familiarity that we can create really lends itself to being helpful to those types of individuals.
And go ahead, Neil.
Well, I was also going to say both Jerry and I have multiple Home Pluses that we own and operate. But that isn't necessarily the way it is throughout. So if you could go into typically some of the more rural settings in Kansas, you might just see a single Home Plus owned and operated by someone. So you do have differences within the Home Plus environment.
Okay.
The state of Kansas has been great in terms of adopting the Home Plus designation and giving us specific licenses, a specific license with regulations that help to guide our operations. Not all states have done that, and it's really specific to the individual home. A lot of rural areas, like Neil said, have had one or two or multiple Home Pluses pop up, or individuals, nurses typically, from the stories I've heard, caring for a couple people in their house. Mm-hmm. And the state finally said, hey, if we're going to have people being cared for in their house, let's regulate that. Let's give them some guidelines to operate by.
See, and that makes sense. Okay, so I'm not going to throw any providers under the bus, but I stumbled into a place in Missouri. I was just doing my normal research for someone needing a Home Plus type or a small, maybe residential care type of an environment for one of my clients, and she needed an injection of a particular medication. It wasn't insulin. It was another issue. But I said, you know, can you accommodate that? Because I was having some doubts just by this brief conversation over the phone. And I am not kidding. She said, oh, you know, my friend lives or works just right down the street at the dentist office, and she could probably go come on down once in a while and give that injection. I'm like, okay, I'll have to get back with you on that. Thank you for playing. So, but I'm just like, the lack of regulation, and I usually generally fall into the camp of less regulation. I think the government can be overbearing sometimes with regulation, but sometimes it's needed, and I'm glad to hear that there's very specific regulation for the Home Plus model.
I would also add one thing just to give your listeners a better sense. There are more than 140 Home Pluses licensed across the state of Kansas.
Wow.
And in Johnson County, we have a little more than 20. So just to give you a feel for the kind of numbers that we're talking about.
one of the most interesting experiences I had was a call I got from an individual that was in a home plus, as they indicated. And I went to the house and they said they needed to move. And it was because the owners were going to jail.
Oh.
And they felt that they could just bypass all the regulation and operate on their own because it seemed like a great idea to just have a couple people living at your house.
Oh, my gosh.
Collect rent and essentially be a landlord. And when you're giving medications and caring for people and dealing with issues all the way through end of life, it's a lot more complicated than that.
Yeah, there are standards. There are regulations. There are things that you can and cannot do. So if anyone says, hey, that's a good idea, I think I'll bring some people in. Don't do that. This is a very involved process, and there are things that you have to do, including getting a license, etc. We'll get into a lot more of this right after the break, but you can contact Carehaven Homes at 913-643-0111. You can also contact Senior Care Homes at 913-236-0036. And we're going to have a lot more right after the break, but let's not forget the Senior Care Live question of the week. The Home Plus level of care is similar to A, independent living, B, assisted living, C, long-term care, or D, none of the above. So take a minute. We're going to be back in about 3 minutes. What is your answer? We'll be back right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And that I'll tell you what, that number is literally answered 24 hours a day. You can call at any time. I'm not kidding about that. So give it a try. And don't forget, you can also stream the program to any electronic device. It's super simple. Lots of people do that. Go to seniorcarelive.com. You can click on the Listen Live button or the giant microphone right there on the homepage. Give it a few seconds to connect, and then it will connect to your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your PC, whatever you have. It really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. The Home Plus level of care is similar to A, independent living, B, assisted living, C, long-term care, or D, none of the above. And the answer is D, none of the above. And Neil and Jerry, I mean, I think we touched on some of that, but why is the Home Plus level of care not similar to the other levels of care?
Well, really, Steve, it has little bits of similarity with all those items. We have people that come to us from their own homes. We have people that come to us from assisted living. We have people that come to us from long-term care. But it really is a unique model, to your point. It's not exactly like any one of those other things. And that's why the state of Kansas treats us differently and issues a separate license to care.
Okay.
Everything about the Home Plus is tailored and specific to the neighborhood home, to the small home model.
Perfect. Perfect. And by the way, it's in a house. So you've got that home-like setting covered. And I know everyone has plans of care and everything, but I'll tell you what, that's got to be a lot more doable, a lot easier to deliver when you're dealing with, 8 to 12 residents in a home and you have great staffing ratios. I know we're going to get into staffing ratios here in a minute. But the bottom line is Home Plus is absolutely a unique model. It's licensed differently. I love that the state of Kansas recognized that. So All right. Well, so let's, all right. So this is a perfect segue. I just wanted to ask the question, you know, why is Home Plus a better model? And maybe we can give some specific examples.
Well, there are a number of reasons, but probably the, one of the most important reasons is the staffing ratio that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I know both Jerry and I typically would have a ratio of 4 residents per caregiver in a home.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a fantastic ratio. Very, very hard to find that anywhere in the community, other than if you're have a private duty situation, which would be one-on-one.
And if you did have a private duty coming in, seeing, you know, staying with your loved one 24/7, you know, you're looking at, it's cost prohibitive. I mean, if you can do it, that's great. I mean, you can stay at home. Frankly, most people, it's not affordable at all or for very long, but that's $12,000 to $16,000 a month. And, at that point, that's, just so expensive that most people are not going to be able to handle that.
One of the things that our families at senior care homes are always talking about is that, and it sounds really simple, but we actually have bedrooms and not apartments.
Yeah.
And I say that because if you go into a larger sort of big box facility, you find everybody in their apartment with the door closed, trying to bide their time or figure out what to do or navigate ADLs and get into the bathroom and things on their own without any supervision. At a Home Plus, you walk in and I can't remember the last time I saw a resident in their room except asleep. So everybody's out. Everybody's about with eyes, caregivers, nurses, visiting doctors and other folks, you know, able to see them, interact with them and basically be out in the sunshine and be out participating in the house.
Just like you would do in your own home.
Exactly.
And that's the point. that's the point. This is just a no-brainer to me. It's just such a great, great level of care. If you want to reach out to Neil and his staff at Care Haven Homes, you can check out their website, carehavenhomes.com, or call 913-643-0111. And then if you want to reach out to Jerry Pullins and the great staff at Senior Care Homes, go online at seniorcare-homes.com, or you could call 913-236-0036. All right, so we're talking about the ratio. So if we have a listener and they're like, 1 to 4, I don't know, that doesn't sound, I don't know if that's good or bad. Let's, without throwing anyone under the bus, provide some staffing ratios that you would see at a typical assisted living and then a typical long-term care community.
Typically, they're going to be higher than that. 1 to 8, 1 to 10 are things that we hear. But I think the kicker is overnight. And overnight is we're 24 hours. I mean, folks are up and about. They're doing and needing care throughout the night. And ratios can go 1 to 20, 1 to 25. They can get even higher than that. So our ratios are consistent, and the folks are able to get that attention around the clock.
And I've seen, and if anyone thinks that that's an exaggeration, it is not. It is not. So if you have 20 to 25 residents in a neighborhood or a hall or a wing or whatever you want to refer to it as, and you have one staff, and that staff is helping someone who might be having a kind of a bad time at 2 in the morning, and the other, you know, 19, 20, 24 residents, someone else needs some help to the restroom, they're not going to get it in any sort of a timely manner. They're just not. And that's just a fact. And so that 1 to 20, 1 to 25 overnight at some, not at all places, some places, that's a real number.
And I think it's important to go beyond the numbers as well. I mean, just because we're talking about a ratio of 1 to 4, but it really allows us to provide a more personal or a more customized level of care. So when you have somebody that gets up in the morning and likes to have a cup of black coffee and read the paper, when you're staffed adequately, you can provide that experience to the resident. If you're 1 to 20, there's no way that can happen, in at least in a timely manner. So it's more than just the number. It's what does that number mean?
And right to piggyback on that, Neil, that individual could also sleep until 9:30 or 10, get up and have the same cup of coffee and the same breakfast. There's no push or rush to get them to a big dining room or a specific time for breakfast. We can be flexible.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, that's part of person-centered change and culture change, or person-centered care and culture change, that the entire senior care industry is trying to achieve. But you meet that and achieved it, and you've done that from day one. Again, one of the many, many benefits of Home Plus. We're visiting with Neil Barnett, owner-operator of Care Haven Homes, and Jerry Pullins, owner-operator of Senior Care Homes. You can reach out to Care Haven Homes at 913-643-0111. You can also reach out to Senior Care Homes at 913-236-0036. And we're going to go into a lot more detail about the licensure, about the staffing ratios. We're going to have some success stories you do not want to miss the second half of the program. So hang on, don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of the program, maybe you want to share the program with a friend or family, another person that might be interested in the subject matter of that day, maybe you just want to review it and just hear it again. No worries at all. Go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just find the one that you're interested in, click play, and boom, you are in. All right. And feel free to do that. And again, you could do that 24 hours a day because it's on the website and lots of people. Actually, I've had a lot of people say, you know, Steve, I work on Saturdays, but I love your show. I never miss one. I just wait for the podcast and I listen to it on Monday or Tuesday. So feel free to do that. All right. So today on Senior Care Live, we're really focusing on the Home Plus level of care. It's something that's very unique, frankly, to the state of Kansas. And we can talk about, guys, you probably have residents and families coming in from Missouri and all other states, but it's really kind of a Kansas specialty. It's such a cool, it's just an awesome level of care. It is on the high side of assisted living, and I would say definitely even moves into that long-term care level of care. We're going to talk about even going up and through end-of-life care in a minute, but we're visiting with Mr. Neil Barnett, owner-operator of Care Haven Homes, and Mr. Jerry Pullins, he's the owner-operator of Senior Care Homes. So let me let you know, tell you how to reach these guys here. So Jerry or his staff at Senior Care Homes, online seniorcare-homes.com. You could also call 913-236-0036. You could also reach out to Neil Barnett and one of his awesome staff at Care Haven Homes. And so it's online, just like it sounds. It's spelled like you hear it, carehavenhomes.com, or call 913-643-0111. All right, so Senior Care Homes and Care Haven Homes, you specialize in memory care. So first of all, thank you and God bless you for that, because that's not easy care. I mean, the residents coming to you, they may have, you know, mild cognitive impairment. They may be, you know, severely impaired with, you know, late stages Alzheimer's or one of the different forms of dementia. So thank you. That's tough work right there. That you have to be specially trained. You have to really know what you're doing. So let's talk about memory care, and what does that mean, and how is that different, delivering memory care in Home Plus versus, you know, one of the other options out there?
I think we range, when you say memory care, I think it ranges on one end of the spectrum from forgetfulness,
yep,
someone that's just forgetting things. Maybe they're unsafe in their house. Maybe they're leaving the stove on. Maybe they just need some reminders, all the way through to what would be more formal dementia, Alzheimer's, more advanced, where speech is impaired, physical abilities are impaired, things like that. And we run the spectrum. The small home setting really does fit for individuals, as we have folks in their early 60s all the way into their 90s. And it's personal, and it's set up to be familiar. I have residents that will tell me when I come in that my house isn't for sale, that they don't want the house to be sold. They this is their house, and they take ownership of it. And I think that comes from the fact that there's a real dining room table, a real kitchen where we cook, just like you would at your house, a deck, bedrooms, you know, all the amenities of a regular house are there.
Yeah, I'd add on to that, you know, we have barbecue grills at each home, and we're getting to the time of year when we can cook out. And
yum!
Exactly, and that's something that you would do in your own home.
Absolutely. And so if you deliver memory care, and we're not trying to throw anyone under the bus, but this is just a stark fact. It's just reality. Memory care delivered in a house, in a ranch style type of a home, caring for 6, 7, 8, maybe a maximum of 10 to 12 residents. That's just different than caring for maybe a much larger number at another community out there.
The folks that we care for need supervision, and they need oversight. They need support, and they need it from the time they get up to the time they go to bed, and even through the night. So just being able to do sort of, I've heard it called purpose-driven or real activities, sweeping a deck, clearing the table, helping set the table, helping cook, going for a walk in the backyard. Those are things that are just, they create purpose for that individual. And at senior care, we call it moments of joy. We live in the moment of the resident. And if we can create a few moments, a few times where the caregiver or the family member are connecting with that resident, and they're really getting into the things that make them happy, that give them purpose, it makes all the difference.
And I'd add another point about the Home Plus setting is, if you just think about the sheer numbers of people, you're talking about smaller number of residents and a smaller number of staff, although the ratio is good, but a smaller number of staff, that's good for somebody with dementia. If you're in a large facility with maybe 40 residents and all the staff that goes along to support those 40 people, it can be very disorienting for somebody whose memory is impaired. So there's some inherent benefits to being in a smaller, more cohesive type unit like Home Plus.
Absolutely. And if you just think about just one thing, one simple thing, you're walking down, what, a 15-foot hallway down the hall in one of your homes? And how long are the hallways that you would be walking down in a much larger place? 100 feet long?
For sure. I've seen even longer than that.
120?
And where all each door to each apartment looks exactly like the one next to it. And so there's no differentiation. Very hard for somebody with dementia to navigate that type of a setting.
With dementia and maybe a physical impairment. And maybe they need a wheelchair because it's 100 yards, whereas in our house, they can just be walked by the caregiver or have a little bit of assistance, and they can stay and keep their independence and their mobility.
And I have a lot of clients, and they can walk around with a walker and independently in the smaller, you know, structure of their own home. But if you get out into one of the larger communities out there I was in a place the other day, I swear that the hallway was at least 200 feet. And I think it was. It almost gave me like vertigo looking. I mean, it really kind of freaked me out. The ceiling was kind of low, and I'm like, oh my goodness. If you had memory issues here, this hallway right here would blow you away. I mean, I'm telling you, it would cause some problems, and it was in a memory area. But, for these much larger areas, they have to depend on a wheelchair, and all of a sudden, their independence just went down.
Yeah. I was in a facility this morning, actually, and the wife of the gentleman who had the impairment said that she takes him out of the room. They go left all the way down to the end. Then they go right all the way down to the end, and it's just under a mile. And I couldn't believe it.
You're kidding.
That's their exercise. And that's a mile under one roof in a building. Unbelievable.
That is, that's breathtaking. We're visiting with Neil Barnett with Carehaven Homes and Jerry Pullins with Senior Care Homes. If you're interested in this level of care, if you have a loved one, who, has, you know, mild cognitive impairment to, you know, extremely high cognitive impairment, Alzheimer's, one of the forms of dementia, and you're interested in maybe checking out some options, and if this is catching your attention, reach out to Neil and Jerry. So Neil Barnett, owner-operator with Carehaven Homes. You can go online at carehavenhomes.com or call 913-643-0111. You can also reach out to Jerry Pullins, owner-operator of Senior Care Homes, or one of his great staff members there. Check out online seniorcare-homes.com or call 913-236-0036. We only have a couple of minutes left in this segment, but let's talk about the professionalism at Home Plus. So when I've brought some people in, and they loved it. But I had a couple of people say, well, I don't know, it just doesn't seem quite as, and they put the quotes up professional as, you know, one of these other places. And I tried to explain to them that, you meet all the same regulations, you have nursing oversight, but can you explain on some of the professionalism, you know, aspects of Home Plus?
Sure. I'd start with our caregivers in our home. They are licensed certified nurse aides, certified medication aides, and their care and their performance is overseen by a team of people, but a number of nurses, both RNs and LPNs. So there's a lot of oversight to what they're doing.
And guess what? That's exactly what happens at all licensed communities. And you have RNs, LPNs, CMAs, CNAs. And so there's no difference. I think they were just thrown off by how casual and relaxed, that's a good thing, that it was at Home Plus. It's a highly professional place, highly regulated. Right, Jared?
It really takes all the best practices of a facility, because there are things you can learn from a big facility and things they do well, and it wraps them in a smaller package. And I tell our families, you know, don't let the casual atmosphere fool you. You know, the fact you can run in and open the fridge up, grab something to drink, it's the same oversight as a big facility.
Yep. And so don't let it fool you. It is a major, major positive. Right after the break, we're going to have a lot more information about Home Plus. So don't go away. And I'll tell you what, I'm loving this conversation. So we'll be right back in just a second. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, call our toll-free number at any time. That's 1-800-331-6445. Again, 1-800-331-6445. Today, we're talking all about the Home Plus level of care, the Home Plus model. It is an awesome fit for lots and lots of people. And frankly, I think there are a lot of people out there that don't either know about it or they don't understand it. And that's why we're shining a bright light on the Home Plus model and level of care today. In studio, we have Mr. Neil Barnett, owner-operator of Carehaven Homes, and Mr. Jerry Pullins, owner-operator of Senior Care Homes. You can reach out to Jerry and his team at seniorcare-homes.com or call 913-236-0036. Also reach out to Neil Barnett and his team at carehavenhomes.com or call 913-643-0111. And guys, we had to cut off the the professionalism and all, you know, the clinical information, et cetera, about Home Plus. And again, I've had a few people when they walked in, it's just this beautiful home and everyone's just kind of laid, kicked back like you would see at anyone's home. They're like, I don't know if this is professional enough. Well, let's kind of finish that thought and talk about some of the other things that may go unnoticed, but they're definitely there.
Well, I think there's a tendency when people look at a home to just assume it's a home like your home or like my home.
Yeah.
But really behind the scenes, it is quite different. So, our homes and the same would be true of senior care homes. They have, backup power, backup generators. They all have fire sprinkler systems, fire alarm systems. They have secure doors so that, people can't just wander away. In fact, a resident who moved to us many years ago, Stan. He had was living with his niece. It was the middle of winter, and he just walked outside and left her home. Needless to say, he moved into our homes and was protected because he couldn't. The door was locked, and he didn't know the code to get out. Simple things, but very, very important, and a key part of providing dementia care.
Okay.
A few of the other amenities are things like in the bathroom, roll-in showers. We have, at our homes, we have heaters in the bathrooms. We have speakers for music in the bathrooms. We have, you know, the grab bars and all the things that make it safe. In each of our bedrooms, we have a motion sensor. So it goes off if someone tries to get out of bed. It doesn't make a noise in the resident's room, but it alerts the staff. So within a short period of time, they can come help that person. But little things, little safety things that are required or just implemented because we feel like it's the right thing to do the homes.
One thing that I just thought of, call light response time. So I always ask about that, and I usually hear, you know, 3 to 5 minutes, maybe 5 to 10 minutes. I've also had people report to me who are moving from one place looking for a different place. They've waited 20 minutes for someone to answer a call light. So how does that work in a Home Plus environment?
Well, we don't have any call lights in our home. Remember, it's a home, and if somebody wanted something, they could just, you know, speak up and say, can you give me a hand? And somebody down the hall would hear. We sometimes rely on things like baby monitors, which are very low tech, but where we would have a receiver in the main part of the house, and we could hear what was going on in somebody's room throughout the night.
Very effective. Yeah.
We've had a resident that just wants to be in the family room. And if they need something, maybe they don't have the strongest voice, they can just have a little bell next to them, and they just grab the bell and ring the bell, and someone, I mean, you hear it, you can hear anything across the house.
Yeah. So again, it's not a giant, giant place. It's a very nice home. And so you don't have call lights. You're not waiting 3 to 5 to 10 to 20 to who knows how many minutes. One of the many benefits of the Home Plus model. Also on the professionalism part, do you have doctors and other medical professionals that can see the residents in the home?
We do. We have doctors that can come visit the house, podiatrists. Someone could get an x-ray, get blood drawn. All those types of things can happen in the house.
And go ahead.
And that way, when family come and take their loved one out, they're taking them out to do something fun rather than go spend a couple hours waiting in a doctor's waiting room or going to get blood drawn at the lab.
Yeah.
All that stuff happens in the home, and it makes a world of difference.
And you take care of that.
Yeah, with our nurses and with the doctors and all those types of things. I mean, like Neil said, I mean, our goal is to allow daughters to be daughters, sons to be sons, spouses to be spouses. So when you're going out, when you're coming over, you're actually visiting and enjoying the time, not sort of overseeing the care and trying to track a nurse down.
And then the state of Kansas comes in and does an annual healthcare inspection or survey, just like any other healthcare institution would or provider. So there is some serious oversight, and they might even scrutinize Home Plus and leave it even a little more thoroughly than maybe a larger community. So if anyone wonders, Well, how professional is it? It's very professional. And you have professional staff. You have doctors and other medical professionals coming in. You have state oversight and supervision. You have fire sprinklers, backup generators. We could just go on and on and on. Organized meal planners, organized activities, meaningful activities, not just an activity to fill a slot on a calendar. So, it's a great place. And then I don't want to forget, you know, I want to cover the very, very big question. How long can someone stay at your home? Is there, can they stay through end of life, or do you have to go somewhere else for that?
Well, most everybody stays through the end of life. And we would typically meet with the family at the appropriate point in time and maybe get hospice involved, and they would come into the home. I can only think of maybe one or two instances or very few instances since we've been in business where somebody actually went somewhere else to at the end of life. It just rarely, rarely happens.
Okay. I think the end of life is actually one of the big strengths of the Home Plus. And I come from a hospice and actually funeral background. So that's what I know. And seeing it happen for our families and the support that you can get at the end of life is huge. I think we do it really well. And it is very rare for someone to have to leave.
All right. And that would be the exception, not the rule. The national statistic is from assisted living, 59% of residents have to discharge from assisted living and move to the long-term care level. Now, frankly, I think that number is probably heavy for the Kansas City community, but I don't think it's probably that far off because there are just limitations. And there are a lot of assisted living communities are just really light on the care. So that really forces it. And Home Plus, you don't have to move. You can do two-person transfers, bring in some specialized equipment if that's going to be needed, but they're going to do all they can for your loved one to live comfortably in the home that they're comfortable with, and they're surrounded by other residents and familiar staff. Would like to thank Neil Barnett and Jerry Pullins for being on the program today. Just phenomenal information. Again, I just want to touch on this one more time. Reach out to Care Haven Homes at carehavenhomes.com, where you could also reach them on the phone, 913-643-0111. You can also reach Jerry Pullins and Senior Care Homes at seniorcare-homes.com or call 913-236-0036. And gentlemen, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks for having us.
All right. That was just great. And maybe we can do it again sometime.
Absolutely.
All right. And to everyone, man, that went fast. It always catches me off guard every week. So anyway, to our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. I'll see you next week right here on Senior Care Live.